If you would like this voice to be a part of your business or production, drop me a line at edsoliz@gmail.com. That's edsoliz@gmail.com. And now, on with the show. This is 300 Seconds with Eduardo Solis, and you are listening to episode number 83, Dear New Employee. So let the 300 seconds begin. Let me start out by saying that I have no idea where you are on the planet, and to be honest, I don't really care. Wherever you are now doing my job because you can do it, or try to do it, for cheaper, and that helps the company's bottom line. Since my ire is reserved more for the guys that hired you versus you yourself, I thought that I would give you a heads up regarding the insanity that you're about to put yourself through for at least 40 hours a week. I say at least because I'm not familiar with how strict the labor laws are in your country. Let's start off with that whole bottom line thing. The folks that you are replacing made at least $15 an hour, and a number of them earned over $20. I know you might be thinking right now, well, no kidding, smart guy. The difference in pay isn't the point I wanted to make. You see, the company wanted some of the more senior members, such as myself, to stay. In fact, they offered us even more money to hang around, but a number of us decided to leave anyway because this job sucks so terribly. So when I say this job sucks, I'm not just whistling Dixie. Next, you need to be aware of the customers you are going to be dealing with, specifically Americans. While you're likely aware that we're pretty nuts here in the good old US of A, you are about to experience the crazy that is Americans on a whole nother level. To begin with, your customers are going to expect you to be some weirdo combination of Bill Gates and Jesus Christ. They are going to expect you to know everything about the company, as well as how to fix every single problem every product the company has ever made has had since the year 2000. If you aren't able to answer every question they have quickly, or if you can't solve their problem with just a wave of your hand, they're going to get just a little antsy. Continuing along those lines, American customers are going to think that your supervisor is God, and they will call upon him or her once they lose their faith in you. Remember, even if your supervisor is standing right next to you, they are in a meeting. Always. If you are the supervisor, then may God, the real one, have mercy on your soul. Thirdly, if you thought that you were done with Windows XP and Windows Vista, I have some bad news for you. Even though some of your customers have advanced degrees and make very good money, they are notoriously cheap, especially when it comes to technology. If they have an AOL email address, or if you hear the AOL guy saying, "You've got mail," in the background, chances are they aren't going to have a shiny new computer running Windows 10. I know it sounds crazy, but if a customer calls you for help with their Windows 95 computer, you are not being punked. They really are still using Windows 95. One thing that always impresses me about people from other countries is how polite they can often be. And one thing that is going to shock you is how rude Americans can be over the phone. You see, the only thing keeping many people civil in this country is the possibility of the person that they are speaking with punching or slapping them in the face. So when they're on the phone with somebody that can't punch them or slap them, the gloves come off. Granted, this may not be a uniquely American thing, but I didn't get to talk to many folks from across the pond when I was working there, so I'm guessing on that one. Finally, while the company you are contracted with may have tried to fool their customers by shipping our jobs to a country that isn't quite as, well, not American as some, the unfortunate fact is that your customers are going to figure out that you're from out of town pretty quickly. Along those lines, if you have to pick a fake name to provide to customers, try not to pick one from the 18th century like Gwendolyn or borrow from famous people like Prince. I guess I shouldn't be surprised when someday I call some company and Huey Lewis answers. This has been 300 Seconds. The next episode will be posted after I sell my old company's stock. At a loss. I am Eduardo Solis. If you'd like to hear more, subscribe via iTunes and check out my website at eduardosolis.com. As always, I thank you for listening.